Good morning. Today is January 28th, 2020. It's approximately 9:45 a.m. and we are in the hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue on the third floor. My name is Nancy Hockman and I'm the hearings officer. Is Mr. Toth here? Our first case will be 1200109, Jeff Toth. And will anybody related to this case please come up to the microphones? Have a seat. Good morning. And would you please spell your name for the record?
It is J-E-F-F-T-O-T-H.
Thank you. And you speak softly like I do, so I'm going to ask you to pull the microphone closer to you. Thank you.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, thank you. And would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Erin Hediger, E-R-I-N-H-E-D-I-G-E-R, and I'm Officer M-170.
And could you spell your last name again?
H-E-D-I-G-E-R.
Thank you. And what is your position with the city?
I am a parking code enforcement officer.
Thank you. Again, my name is Nancy Hockman. I'm a hearings officer. I work for the city, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation. I work for the auditor's office, and our role is to review the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. And the rules that govern the hearing require that I find the tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that appeal of a citation or ticket has to be done at court and not in this hearing. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website unless there's some objection. Did you receive some papers from our office in the mail or through the web?
Yes, through the web.
And did you have a chance to look at your statement of rights?
I did.
And do you have any questions about your rights?
I do not.
Thank you. And the clerk has just informed me that we don't have your mailing address, so we will need that for the order.
Okay.
So you can either give it to me now, or if you don't want it on the record, you can give it to the clerk after the hearing.
Okay, I can give it to you now if you'd like it.
Okay. Please go ahead.
20803 Filbert Street, Aurora, Oregon, 97002.
This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court, and the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. The only rules that we have are try not to interrupt other people when they're talking, and you will have an adequate opportunity to say what you'd like to say and ask the other party questions. I'm going to go through the exhibits now, and after I go through them, I'm going to ask you if you have any objection to any of them coming into the record. And that doesn't mean that you agree with what they say, but just that they pertain to this case, or you don't have any other objection.
Sure.
Exhibit 1 is the hearing request form. Exhibit 2 is the tow report, and that just tells us whether we have jurisdiction for the case. Exhibit 3 is the notice of today's hearing. Exhibit 4 is the statement of rights that we discussed. Exhibit 5 is the tow hearing report, which is what the city submitted. And you can follow along on your iPad if you'd like to. Just click on your name and the exhibits should pop up. Mr. Toth, any objection to any of these exhibits coming into the record?
No.
And Ms. is it Hediger?
Hediger, yes.
Any objection to any of these documents coming into the record? Okay. The exhibits are admitted. Now I'll ask both parties to please raise their right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony that you're about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with Mr. Toth, if you agree, please say so.
Yes, I agree.
And Ms. Hediger?
Yes.
Thank you. So I'll start with Mr. Toth. Please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when the tow of your vehicle was ordered.
I guess I would start out by saying I believe that upon learning the knowledge later that the ticket that I received, the violation, I think was in order. But I would like to say that I had started out doing a project in the Wells Fargo Center there on Fifth Street. And on that day, I'm a foreman for the company, the glazing contractor. Usually when we come into a job, we will park there in the front of the building. We have to offload materials and whatnot. And I approached the security team at Wells Fargo, and I asked them if it would be acceptable for me to park in the front of the building because I will travel to different job sites throughout the day. And I was instructed that as long as I was paying the parking meter, that it would be fine. And I assume that it would be, because I understand with contractors, sometimes they do different things with cities to get parking for contractors. An oversight on my part now that I know is that, you know, I did not have a labeled vehicle, and that's because I work for a company that's within their first year of starting, and so I haven't received a company vehicle yet, but I'm still operating in that fashion for them. And so, and following the direction of the security team of the building we were working on, I was paying the cash kitty on a daily basis, and I had been doing this for probably 4 days and with nothing, no warning. I didn't receive anything indicating that I was doing anything wrong. And then on the fifth day that we were working there, I came out at the end of the day and my vehicle was gone, and I was shocked. At first I thought it might have been stolen, so but I saw the officer out there, and she was able to tell me what had happened, and she explained to me what I could do. And I just wanted to bring my case and look for maybe some leniency, because I felt that I was honestly following all of their directions. I was paying, I was doing everything there. Again, the citation, I have no problem paying the full amount. I was just hoping that maybe I could have gotten a warning rather than a tow. And so that's basically all I wanted to lay out, was just my plea for some leniency from you guys.
Okay. And I will tell you that our decision really has to be up or down.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Do you have any questions for the appellant? And I'll just ask you to say that out loud.
Oh, no, sorry.
Thank you. And I don't have any questions. So now we'll turn to Ms. Heidegger and tell me why you believe the tow is valid.
Well, I believe the tow is valid because the vehicle was parked in about the middle of the truck loading zone that is on the west side of Southwest 4th Avenue between Columbia and Jefferson Street. And this loading zone in particular has at least three spaces that commercial vehicles can park in. And the reason why that loading zone is supposed to be kind of unoccupied by vehicles that are not supposed to be using them unless they have a valid permit, such as SUVs and passenger vehicles. If they don't have a valid commercial or delivery permit to park in the loading zone, they shouldn't be parking there, because that way it allows the open space for vehicles to not have to double park and cause safety issues, especially with that particular location. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of construction, and so it's particularly heightened to have that loading zone open as often as possible. And the reason why I think that this tow was valid was because at that date on January 13th, 2020, at 10:09 a.m., I had cited the vehicle, which was a green Toyota 4Runner with an Oregon license plate of 237FHW. And I had cited the vehicle under loading zone code 16.20.220-B. And it was, you know, in my comments, I put in there for, you know, SUV, no signs permitted or active, and two truck loading zone signs.
I'm sorry, so, I missed what you said. No signs permitted or active?
Yeah, so what I mean by that is no signs as in no commercial signage on the vehicle, side to side, front to rear, and no permit, which would be the commercial delivery permit on the dash, and then also no activity with the vehicle. And two truck loading zone signs that were posted at either end of where the vehicle is located at, which would be in the middle of those two signs. So I had sighted the vehicle at 10:09 a.m. Per our procedures, we have to give at least an hour before we can tow the vehicle. And from what I'm looking at, the tow date and time that was present was on that same day, 1/13/20, and they towed at 1:15 p.m. So there was reasonable amount of time to have the vehicle move from 10:09 a.m. to 1:15 p.m.
Thank you. Mr. Toth, any questions for the enforcement officer?
No, I would just say that...
it's time for questions. You will have an opportunity again to say what you'd like to say.
No.
Okay. What time did you call in the tow?
I called in the tow approximately... I'm not too sure what time I called the tow in, actually. I don't have it written down as my remarks as what the time was.
Thank you. I'm going to point you to one of your photos, and I'll pull it over when I get to it. It doesn't look like the screen is on. That gave me a chance to practice rotating the photo. Okay. In the photo on the right with the signs, can you tell me where the vehicle was in reference to those signs?
So you see how there's a UPS vehicle
Yes.
with its mirror there? So that UPS vehicle is in that first portion of the truck loading zone.
Okay.
And just behind that UPS vehicle is the Toyota 4Runner.
So in the photo on the left, the vehicle on the right side of the photo is the vehicle that we're talking about?
No. So the vehicle on that right photo right there, you see how...
No, not the right photo, behind the UPS.
Yeah, behind the UPS.
On the right side of that photo.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you. And where are those signs? Are those signs the ones that we see in the photo on the left?
Yes.
In front of the UPS vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Toth, do you have any other questions that might have popped up based on my questions?
No.
Okay. So now we'll go to each side for any last thing they'd like to say. And Mr. Toth, you wanted to add something.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, had I come down to get into my vehicle or anything, I would have noticed that the ticket was there and I would have moved the vehicle. But based on the previous days, I was up in the building all day for 8 hours. I mean, I went in there at like 5 in the morning, or no, 6 in the morning, and I didn't come down until the end of the day, which was why it was such a shock to me. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. And Ms. Heidegger, anything else to add?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you both for coming in today and giving me a fuller picture of what happened. I'm going to take this under advisement, which means I will not be deciding today. I'll send a written decision in about a week to 10 days. This will conclude the hearing. Thank you.
Thanks.